وهؤلاء نأتي بكتب السلف، نأتي بالقرآن، نأتي بالسنة، نأتي بكتب البخاري ومسلم وأبو داود والترمذي والنسائي وما ألفه أحمد وما ألفه غيره، نأتي بها. ومن هو على طريق هؤلاء ومن ينابذهم ويخالفهم؟
The Sheikh Abdul Rahman Al-Sa'di said as regards this statement, وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ, and order with that which is good. He said, أَيْ لِيَكُنْ أَمْرُكَ لِغَيْرِكَ مَوْصُوفًا بِوَصْفَيْنِ. He said, meaning that you're letting your ordering other people have two quality traits that it is described with. أَحَدُهُمَا, the first of those quality traits, أَنْ يَكُونَ بِرِفْقٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ وَأَقْرَبِ طَرِيقٍ يُوصِلُ إِلَى هَذَا الْمَقْصُودِ وَذَلِكَ يَخْتَلِفُ بِاخْتِلَافِ الْعُرْفِ. He mentions three general things here. Firstly, that his ordering her has firstly a rifq, that it has kindness, that he orders her with, that he orders her and that his, what he says to her is done with kindness. He doesn't scream at her, screaming ayat from the Quran, hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like he's giving the khutbah, the people that at the other building in the apartment complex can hear him. But he says it in a kind way, with soft speech, and he does it with wisdom, tadarruj. Yabda bil aham fal aham, begins with what is most important and what is next important. He knows that just as he can't change everything in one day about himself, that she can't change everything about herself in one day. Just as he needs a lot of work, she needs a lot of work. He uses wisdom. As the ulama, they said that wisdom is fi'lu ma yanbaghi kama yanbaghi fil waqt alladhi yanbaghi. It's to do what should be done in a way that should be done at the time that it should be done. The ulama, they said this requires from the person that they have, firstly, they have knowledge about what must be done. They know the good from the evil. That secondly, in the way that it should be done, as the Shaykh mentioned, with rifq. Rifq is from wisdom. They do it with kindness, when kindness is what is best. And they use shidda, if shidda is best. Harshness, if harshness is best. Some of the salaf, many of the salaf, there are beautiful statements from the salaf. And they were compiled by the Shaykh Salim al-Ajami, Hafidhu Allah Ta'ala, in a book that he wrote about al-mu'ataba, about checking your brother, dealing with your brother with itab. You have to check people sometimes. You have to chastise a person at some times. As he said, the salaf, they used to say, al-mu'ataba, that mu'ataba is the ruh of al-ukhuwa. That mu'ataba, that this type of thing, if it is done in the proper way, according to the guidance of the salaf, according to the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if it's done in the proper way, that it is a soul of brotherhood. That it is a necessary thing to have, saraha, that a person can speak directly, saying what he needs to say, getting his point across. Not being completely prevented by the feelings of the other person from saying what needs to be said. This is something that is absolutely necessary. So he does what should be done in a way that should be done. And the asl is rifq. The basic foundation is that a person is gentle. And if shidda is necessary, then shidda is employed. At the time that it should be done, as we said with tadarruj, taking things step by step. Step by step. She just became a Muslim. She just started to cover her head. You wanted to wear the niqab and a screen and gloves. And everything in one day. It can't be blue, it can't be brown, it has to be black. All in one day. Step by step, little by little, teach her her aqidah first. She was raised upon the television like you was raised upon the television. And you expect her to leave all of that. You're taking everything away and you're not replacing it with anything. You didn't put anything in its place. As Ibn Qayyim, he said that as regards the nafs and every limb of a person's body, that if he doesn't busy it with the good, شَغَلَتْهُ نَفْسُهُ بِالشَّرِّ, his soul will busy him with the evil. And so, you can't just take the bad away and nothing be in its place. It's impossible. It's impossible. They're doing it for you. They're not doing it for Allah. Ibn Qayyim, he said in his book Al-Fawa'id, that if, when you see the people upon sins and disobedience, and you see them following behind the dunya, then struggle to the best of your effort and strive to the best of your ability to make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala be loved to them. Make sure they know about their Lord tabaraka wa ta'ala, about the blessings of their Lord, about the beauty of their Lord, the names and the attributes of their Lord tabaraka wa ta'ala. They don't know anything about their Lord. Why they should obey him? What is his reward and what is his punishment? What is his Jannah and what is his Nar? Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, when a man, he came to her and he said, Ya Umm al-Mu'mineen, O mother of the believers, what is the best type of burial shroud? And she said, Wa ma yadhurruk? And how could that ever harm you? Meaning, how could that benefit? How could that harm you? What type of fabric the burial shroud is made of? He came, he was Iraqi. He came all the way from Iraq to ask a question. So the Umm al-Mu'mineen, she said, Wa ma yadhurruk? What does that have to do with you? How could that harm you? How could that benefit you? And then he said, Ya Umm al-Mu'mineen, Arini Mushafak. Show me your Mushaf. Because the Mushaf now is غَيْرُ مُرَتَّب. It's not put together. It was before the time of Uthman when the Mushaf was put together. He said, Let me see your Mushaf. Because the Quran is recited without any particular order of the surah. So let me see your Mushaf. She said, Wa ma yadhurruk? How could that benefit you? How could that harm you? She said. She said, the first thing that was revealed from the Quran were some verses about the Jannah and the Nar. While I was a jariya, al-ab, while I was a young girl playing with my toys, playing with the other little girls, while I was still a little girl in Mecca, some verses she said about the paradise and the hellfire. I was the first that came down. The people, connecting the people to who is their Lord. What is his reward? What is his punishment? She said, and if the first thing that had came down was la tushribul khamr, don't drink the khamr, the people, they would have said lan nada al khamr, that we would never stop drinking the khamr. If that was the first thing that had come down in Mecca, the people, they would have said, we would never stop drinking khamr.